91X News.
It's 11 and partly cloudy at 1 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Leah Denhartog. Staff at 8 Wing Trenton are getting a new hangout spot. The grand opening of the Earl of Bessborough Social House is happening now. QNET News reporter Rachel Stark is live at the opening.
I'm here at the CFB Trenton, where the ribbon-cutting ceremony has just taken place. The grand opening of the Earl of Bessborough Social House will be the new gathering place for the staff here at 8 Wing. There is so much excitement here from the staff and supporters, now busy exploring their new pub, grabbing a drink from the bar, socializing among the new renovated room, which gives off a very authentic English-style type of pub. With the dark wooden furniture, vintage photographs, and hanging light fixtures, it really shows a lot of work went into the new area and will be a place for the community of 8 Wing to gather together for years to come. Damon Bennett, contractor and TV personality, contributed to the construction of the pub, who says working at 8 Wing in Trenton has been the best experience of his life. Him, among a list of other businesses and community members, contributed donations that has made this area possible, which Bennett says is a project that will be hard to live up to.
Thanks, Rachel. Today's White House meeting between Donald Trump and President Barack Obama won't be the only one involving the U.S. president-elect. Reporter Jerry Bodlander says Trump also will meet with House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Republican congressional leaders are getting their first chance to meet with the president-elect, holding separate meetings with him about an hour apart. Both Speaker Ryan and Majority Leader McConnell say they want to move quickly to work with the president-elect on key aspects of his agenda, with repealing the health care law at the top of the list.
Trump and Ryan have had a tense relationship. Ryan didn't campaign with Trump and has been critical of some of his policy proposals. Trump has blasted Ryan as disloyal, weak, and ineffective. Diabetes Awareness Month is this November, and healthcare professionals are looking for an opportunity to educate the public on this chronic condition. Registered dietitian and certified diabetes coordinator Carolyn Corbin is one of those professionals and says there are many important things to teach about people managing their diabetes.
Definitely about exercise. That's another very important component of diabetes. Touch a little bit on medication. If we feel that their diabetes is not controlled enough through healthy eating, exercise and the medication they're on, we might suggest to the doctor some other medications that they might need. We touch a little bit on mental health. We have them do a depression screening.
According to the Canadian Diabetes Association, one in three Canadians live with a form of diabetes, and an estimated 1.5 million have undiagnosed diabetes. Visit the Canadian Diabetes Association website for more information. In sports, Calgary Stampeders quarterback Bo Levi Mitchell and Ottawa Redblacks receiver Ernest Jackson are the finalists for the CFL's Outstanding Player Award. 26-year-old Mitchell led Calgary to a CFL best 15-2-1 record this season. Jackson had 88 catches for 1,225 yards and 10 touchdowns to help Ottawa finish atop the East Division and make CFL history. Voting was conducted by the Football Reporters of Canada and the 9 CFL head coaches. The league will honor its top individual performers November 24th in Toronto. Calgary's Dave Dickinson and Ottawa's Rick Campbell are finalists for the CFL's Coach of the Year award. Braves signed former Blue Jays knuckleballer Robert Allen Dickey to a one-year deal. The 42-year-old baseball player spent the last four seasons with Toronto. He pitched at least 200 innings in five consecutive seasons from 2011 to 2015. The deal also includes a club option for 2018. In Lancer Sports, men's and women's volleyball teams play today at home. The women's game starts at 6 p.m. and the men's at 8 p.m. They are set to play the Durham Lords. The Lords are first place in the women's and second place in the men's. For Lois basketball, the men's and women's teams play Seneca Sink tomorrow at home. The women's games will be starting at 6 p.m. and the men's at 8 p.m. To send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, currently a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 14. Tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers overnight, low of plus 2. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries or rain in the morning, high of plus 5. At 105, it's 11 degrees out. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Leah Denhartog, News on 91X, next at 3.